Well, good morning, everybody. Come and grab a seat because we are starting again now. My name is David Lynch. I'm the pastor here at Summerlees Church. And it's great to have you with us this morning for one of our special Lord's Supper Sunday services. Now, these are a little bit different to what we do on a normal week. Normally at this time, all of our younger kids go out to various kid ministries. But on our Lord's Supper Sundays, we like to keep as many of the kids in as we can. So creche still goes out, skidlets go out, but we've got all our Summerlees kids in. And one of the reasons we like to do that is because we think of our church as a big family. We've got a strong community value here at Summerlees. And one of the ways we like to express that is by doing things as a whole family. And we think the Lord's Supper is a great thing to do all together. So on our Lord's Supper Sundays, it's a little bit different. Normally we have a bigger passage of the Bible and we work through books of the Bible and I'll do a big sermon. But on Lord's Supper Sundays, what we try to do is have a talk that is something that everybody can kind of connect to. It doesn't matter how old you are. So hopefully I'll do a good job of that this morning. And the other thing we do is we have a break from our normal series and we focus in on some of the reasons for why Jesus died for us. And I say some, but really there's a lot of reasons. You could look at the cross your whole life and still not have looked at all of the reasons Jesus died for you and all the things that his death achieved. So what we do on our Lord's Supper Sundays is we just take one specific aspect of the cross, of the death of Jesus, and we study that and we think about that really carefully and we let that get into our minds and our hearts, and then we celebrate it all together by taking the Lord's Supper at the end. So that's what we're doing. I'm going to lead us in a prayer and ask for God to help us, and then we'll get into today's talk. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your Son, Jesus. We've been singing about him and speaking about him and praying about him already and all that he has done for us by coming to earth, living as a full human being, dying on the cross and rising again. And we are just so thankful for him. Thank you that the cross is so simple that anyone can understand it, and yet at the same time so rich and deep, and we can never stop learning from it. And so we pray that today, as we think about Jesus' death for us, that you would help us to concentrate. We pray particularly for our younger members that are sitting into the sermon today, that you'd be helping them to concentrate and think. But please, Father, would you just blow us away afresh by all that you've done for us in our Lord Jesus. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so lately I've been getting into the Avengers. Okay, anyone here like the Avengers? Put your hand up if you like the Avengers. There's a few, actually, nice to see a few older people like the Avengers as well. So my boys took me to see the most recent movie the other week, and since then we have been working through almost the entire backlog on Netflix or whichever one that we're using at the moment. Actually, it might be Stan, that they're all on Stan. We've been working through them, and I've been sort of filling in all the blanks because I didn't actually know very much about them until just a few weeks ago. And for those of you that don't know about them, you will have heard of some of the heroes because they're pretty famous comic book heroes. You've got like the Incredible Hulk, he's an Avenger. Thor is an Avenger. Captain America is an Avenger. But I think my favourite one at the moment, and this does change a little bit from week to week depending on which movie we're watching, but I think my favourite one at the moment is this guy. Anyone know who this guy is? Iron Man. Yep, I like Iron Man at the moment. And the reason I like Iron Man is because Iron Man, well, the guy that's inside Iron Man, he actually doesn't have any superpowers. He's got a really big brain. That might be a super brain, but actually he doesn't have superpowers. So he can't fly, he's not super strong, he's not bulletproof, he can't shoot lasers out of his eyeballs or anything like that. He's just a pretty normal guy. But he can put this suit on, and when he does that, he becomes super. He can do all this super stuff. As you can see, he's flying there. He's up in the clouds. He can shoot lasers out of his hands. He's bulletproof. He's really, really impressive. And I just think that there's something so cool about an ordinary person being able to use incredible power to help people. That's just a cool idea, isn't it? Just that an ordinary person like you or I actually being able to use superpowers to help people, to use serious power to help people. So anyway, I've been watching Iron Man. I got so excited about Iron Man that I thought, you know what, I'm going to make my own Iron Man suit. And I finished it this week. Does anyone want to see it? Yeah, you understand? Okay, well, I'm going to get my volunteer, Zach, up. He's going to actually model the suit for you. So, Zach, you come up. And if you're a little person and you can't see and you want to come and sit up the front, you can come and sit up the front if you would like to see Zach model my wonderful suit. I'm going to get it over here. So, first of all, we have the Iron Man armor. So maybe, Zach, do you want to come and stand in the middle so everyone can see? And we're going to put the Iron Man armor on Zach. There we go. Can you get your arms up? That looks secure. Next we have the... Actually, Josh, can you put that on Zach's head? Because this is the special Iron Man helmet. It just needs to be placed on carefully. That looks great. And maybe because I don't have two hands, can you please put on... These are the special power gloves that I made. Can you shove your hand in there? Oop, wrong side, yeah. Got to get the right side, you see. Otherwise, they don't work. So here he is. He's got his power gloves, got the helmet, got the armor. I think he's... Oh, one more thing. This is very important. This is actually the arc reactor. It took a long time to make this, but the suit doesn't work unless I put that on. Ah, there we go. So I'll just insert that. There we go. Now, the suit's all powered up. And I thought I might just tell you a little bit about it. Okay, so first of all, we have this armor. This is completely bulletproof. You could shoot a tank at him while he's wearing this, and he'd be fine. I'll just shoot him and show you. Look at that. See? Did that hurt?
No.
Didn't hurt. Still alive. Missed. Doesn't matter. Completely bulletproof. You get the point. So that's the armor. The other thing is the helmet. This is also completely bulletproof. You could drop a bomb on him, he'd be fine. Head wouldn't hurt at all. No brain injuries. But it also reads minds. It's got mind reading capabilities. Let me show you. So, Zach, what number am I thinking of?
100.
100! It's exactly the number I was thinking of! It works. Let's do it again. What animal am I thinking of? A woolly mammoth, that's exactly what I had in my head. So he can read minds, bulletproof, but there's also the power gloves. Now these power gloves, he'll win any fight he goes in with these, just a normal fight, but they've also got another superpower. So I'm actually going to stand over here, and he can actually punch me from right where he's standing. Just punch the air. Oh, that really hurt. Do you want to do another one? Oh, other side. That hurt too. But there's another thing they can do. They've got a tractor beam built into them. So, Zach, if you just hold your arms out straight, and I can feel... See, fully tractor... Can you put that arm down? Whew! It's really, really powerful. Fully tractor beam strong. So there's my Iron Man suit. I don't know, what do you think of it? You like it? That's good. Well, thanks. Yeah, maybe a clap for Zach, our model. You can take that off now if you like and go sit down. That was excellent Iron Manning. You can just sit down the front. So I like to think I did a pretty good job with that because there is something kind of cool about having special powers and be able to do amazing things even if you're just a normal person. That's a great thing to think about, isn't it? To be able to show... power to people, to be able to help people with serious power is an amazing thing to think about. Imagine being able to share power with someone else and actually help them, actually change their life. Well, here's the thing that I want to share with you this morning. You see, if you're a Christian, you can actually do that. I don't know if you knew that, but if you're a Christian... You can actually share amazing power with people, power that will completely change their life. Yeah? Every Christian has access to this most amazing power. And it's a bit like the Iron Man scenario in that it's not your power. Remember I said the guy in the Iron Man suit, he's actually not powerful in and of himself. He actually isn't bulletproof. He can't fly. He can't shoot laser out of his eyeballs. The power doesn't come from you. It's a power that comes from somewhere else, but you can share it with others, and it's a power that is far, far greater than any of the power that we looked at with the Avengers or any superhero. In fact, better than anything you could ever imagine. You can share it with other people. Anyone can do it. It's actually quite easy to do. So that's a pretty cool thought, isn't it? So I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you all about that in our next little talk. But for the moment, what we'll do, kids, you can go back to your seats if you like. Actually, before you go, grab a shaker. Anyone that wants to shake the shaker can shake the shaker. For the rest of us, we're going to stand up. You guys have been doing a great job listening, so you can have a bit of a wriggle around now, a bit of a move. We're going to make some noise. We're going to sing. And then after our song, I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you about this power that every Christian can share with other people. Okay, so before the song, we were thinking about amazing powers. We had Zach up here. He modelled some pretty amazing powers for us. I think you'll agree with that. And I actually said that if you're a Christian, then you can actually share the most amazing life-transforming power with other people. So what do you have to do to be able to share this power? That's got to be the big question that we're asking, right? What do you do to share this power with other people? Well, this is where it gets really interesting. You see, you don't need a special suit like Iron Man. And you don't need to be exposed to heaps of dangerous radiation like the Incredible Hulk. And you don't have to be a Norwegian god like Thor, which you'd probably be relieved to know. And you don't even have to have lots of weird injections like Captain America or anything like that. In fact, you don't have to do any of that stuff. All you've got to do is share a message. That's it. Just share a message. Now, anyone can share a message, right? Anyone can do that. But you might be thinking, well, hang on, Dave, that doesn't sound very powerful to me. Doesn't sound very exciting. Where are you getting this idea of sharing a message from? Well, I actually want to read to you from a verse in the Bible. I'm going to put it up on the screen. This is Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And in Romans 1, it says this. It says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because, now look carefully at this next bit, because it is the power of God for that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Yeah, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to all who believe. Now let's just think about that for a little minute. What's the word gospel mean? What's a gospel? Well, to put it super duper simply, a gospel just means good news. That's all gospel means. Gospel means good news. So, you know, if I came up to you and I told you you just won $1 million in the lottery, I would have just told you a gospel. I would have given you some good news. But in the Bible, it's not just talking about any good news. No, in the Bible, when you read that word gospel, it's talking about the good news of Jesus. Yeah, like that song that we just sung. It's talking about Jesus risen from the dead who died on the cross for us. And what Romans 1:16 is saying is that the gospel, the good news, the message of Jesus is the power of God. Yeah, just that message is the power of God. Can you believe that? Which is amazing, really, isn't it? Because in the Bible, if you think about God's power, or you think about some of the things God does in the Bible, like at the very beginning of it, he makes a universe and he does it just by speaking. That's how powerful God is. He can just speak and bring a universe into being. And what Romans is saying is that that power, the power of God, is at work in this message. Now, what does it do? Well, it brings salvation to those who believe in it. Now, you might be thinking, well, why do we need salvation? Well, we need salvation because the Bible says that actually all of us have got a really big problem. We've all got a big problem. It says that we're all guilty of ignoring God. We're guilty of disobeying him. And when we do that, we do real damage. And we do real damage to our relationship with God. But if that's not bad enough, we also do damage to ourselves. And we hurt others. And we damage this beautiful world that he's given us to care for. And the Bible says that, you know what, God's not going to let that go on forever. One day he's going to stop it And because he's a God who is completely fair and just, he's actually going to punish people for what they've done. But this is where the good news comes in that we looked at. Because the good news is that God has done something to save us from that punishment. He sent his son to die on a cross, and in doing so, take that punishment for us in our place so that we don't have to. Yeah. Now, that's why Romans chapter 1 verse 16 is so important, because he's saying it's good news. This good news of Jesus is actually the power of God to bring salvation, to save you from that punishment that you deserve for the sin in your life. It's a power that changes people for eternity, forever. And the really incredible thing is that you can share that with other people. You can share that power with other people. Something every Christian can do. Doesn't matter how old you are, or how young you are, or how big you are, or how small you are. Every Christian can share that message. No special suit required. You just pass on a message. Simple as that. And when you do, well, you will have just brought the power of God into that person's life. And if they respond to it, their whole life will be transformed. Not only in the here and now as they get to know Jesus and live with him as King, but forever, because they will have been saved by him. Amazing stuff, isn't it? Did you ever think that you would be able to share something that powerful so easily? Well, you can. And what I'd like us to do now is just to pause in our service and pray to God and to give him thanks for this great power that he's shown us in the gospel and for the great privilege that we have that we can actually share that with other people. Do you want to pray that with me? Let's pray that together now. Father God, as we reflect on Jesus' life and his death for us on the cross, we are humbled and we are amazed afresh at your great saving power, that you took your infinite power, that power that can create a universe, and that you would devote all of that to saving people like us who fail you, who ignore you, who disobey you, and really just deserve your punishment. And yet you used your great power to save us. And Father, for that we give you thanks and we give you glory. And yet you bless us even more because you've given us the privilege of being your messengers. Thank you that as we share the gospel, so too do we share your power with other people. Please would you help us never to take that for granted. Help us not to shy away from it. Help us never to be ashamed of Jesus and what he's done. Help us to see it for the powerful message it is, and give us the strength that we would share it. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we now come to that part in our service where we celebrate the Lord's Supper together. And this is a really important time for us because the Lord's Supper is actually all about strengthening our faith in the things that we've been taught and the things that we believe, which is something that we need because often the difficult thing, I guess, about being a Christian and the Christian faith is that so much of what we believe we can't actually see and we can't actually touch. For example, even if you think about what we've talked about today, we know the gospel message, but we can't see the events behind it. Often we can't see the spiritual impact it might be having. And so sometimes it can actually be really difficult for us to believe that it is the power of God, that it does what the Bible says that it does. Sometimes when it comes time to share it, it feels like we're just sharing some outdated, irrelevant religious story that actually isn't very powerful at all. And sometimes that can be tricky. It's hard sometimes to trust in things that you can't see and that you can't touch. Well, that's why God has given us the Lord's Supper, because the Lord's Supper is something that you can see and you can touch. It's a very real, earthy, tangible, immediate thing that you can see, you can touch, you can smell, you can even taste. It actually engages all of your senses. And as you take it, it helps you believe, because as you eat the bread and as you drink the juice in faith, the Holy Spirit works in you and assures you that these truths that we have been speaking about today are just as real as that bread is and that juice is. Okay, so please be open to the work of the Spirit as we do this. Don't, whatever you do, don't just treat this like a sort of a religious ritual that you just do because it's what Christians do and we do it every, you know, few weeks or whatever and rah, rah, rah. Please don't reduce it to that. This is a time for your faith to be strengthened, and that's the work that God wants to do in you this morning. So please be open to the work of the Spirit. Use it as a time to really reflect on the reality of what you believe in Jesus. So in a minute, I'm going to ask the elders to come forward and they're going to help me serve the Lord's Supper to you. But before I do that, let me just mention a couple of things. First of all, if you're a visitor here today and you're a Christian, welcome. Great to have brothers and sisters in Christ come visit us from other churches. So you're very, very welcome to join in with us with the Lord's Supper. Please don't feel like you've got to hold back. We think that if you're a Christian, then you should be celebrating the Lord's Supper, and we'd love to have you celebrate it with us. If you're a visitor today and you're not a Christian, we would ask that you just let the bread or the juice go past. And that's not us trying to be funny or super exclusive or anything like that or say anything bad about you. But as I just said, for us, this is a highly significant thing that we do together. And it's very much tied with what we believe, as I just explained. So if you don't believe it and you take the Lord's Supper, well, you are just kind of reducing it to being a sort of little meaningless ritual. And we're certainly not into that. So just feel free to let that go past. We have visitors come all the time who believe all kinds of different things, and they're happy just to let the bread and the juice go. No one's going to look at you funny or think you're weird or anything like that. Just let it go past. That's totally fine. For kids, here at Summerlees, we are happy for kids to participate in the Lord's Supper if it's meaningful for them. So again, we don't want to do it just as a ritual, so we actually want it to be meaningful. So if as a parent you feel that your child understands the gospel and that this can be a meaningful time for them, we're very happy for you to give them the Lord's Supper. But what we do here at Summerlees is that for primary age kids, we hand the Lord's Supper out to parents. And then parents, if you think that it's going to be a helpful thing for your child to take the Lord's Supper, you're very welcome to give them some bread and some juice. So if you're in primary school and you're not sitting next to mum and dad right now and you know that you take the Lord's Supper, now's a great time to go and sit next to them so that they can give it to you, okay? I think that's about it. Just hold on to the bread and the juice when you get it, and then we'll take it all together at the end. Well, the Lord has given this supper to all who love him and to all who trust in him alone for salvation. All who are truly sorry for their sins, who sincerely believe in the Lord as their Saviour and who desire to live in obedience to him, are now invited to take the bread and the juice with gladness in remembrance of what Christ has done for us in the past, of the lives that we're called to live in the present, and in anticipation of the perfect future that awaits us in him. Could I just call on the elders to come forward and we'll hand out the bread and the juice together. The bread which we break is the sharing of the body of Christ. Take it, eat, remember and believe that the body of our Lord Jesus Christ was given for a complete forgiveness of all our sins. The cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks is the sharing of the blood of Christ. Take it, drink from it, remember and believe that the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ was poured out for a complete forgiveness of all our sins. Father God, you have set our feet on the pathway of true life through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, your Son. When we were at our end, where only hell awaited us, you made a new beginning through him who bore the punishment our sins rightfully deserved. Make us now your messengers of peace. Make us willing to forgive. ready to sacrifice, patient and persistent as we extend to others your invitation to a new and holy life. Help us to take up our crosses daily, to crucify our sinful natures, and by the help of your Holy Spirit, to continue to grow in the likeness of our Lord and Saviour, in whose name we pray. Amen.